This club's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
Three nil.
Can you believe it?
Almost lost the cup and you win it. The new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. Football, bloody hell. But they never give in. That's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Woo, sir. How we doing? It's good to be back in the bunker. It is the summer doldrums. Euros have kicked off officially. Sir Marcus got a couple minutes today. England's winning against Croatia, but we are talking about transfer muppetry. It's a big summer for Manchester United, a big summer for John Murtaugh, new DOF, poor bastard. How we feeling? How you doing?
Sir, I mean, I'll tell you what, I'm sick of seeing tweets about people thinking they know what's going to happen with Jadon Sancho. Nobody knows, as of now, what's going on with Jadon Sancho. And is Jadon Sancho really that big of a deal, sir? He wasn't out there in the starting 11 for England.
I don't even know if he was in the squad. I think he was a notable absentee, but either way, you know, he's a name that we've been attracted to a long time. Do we need to splash out the cash for an attacker? I am of the camp that you think spend big on defense this year. Seemed to be the deficiency. But anyway, Sancho is the name. I think a little bit is Glazers know the fans are pissed. Best way to get, you know, get them off their back for at least a little bit. He throws a big name at it. Sancho's a pretty big name.
Not big enough for, big enough, you know, like the last 10 years, everything they've taken out, all the money, the Super League, sir. I mean, I would need, you know, like an Mbappe, Ronaldo, Pogba, new deal, you know, Varane as well. I would need like a big Edward Ed Woodward 550 summer to maybe even think about forgiving the Glazers. And I don't think I will ever hashtag Glazers out forever, sir. Just a Jadon Sancho. I mean, is he going to solve all the problems at Manchester United? I feel like fans, I kind of have tunnel vision on this signing, and maybe Ole does as well. Is this the fix for Manchester United? Greenwood looks great on the right. Our defense is in shambles. I'm worried about a center back most. How are you feeling?
No, I'm with you. You know, it's all about is it going to be one big name signing or multiple big name signings? Because if we're going to shore up, make big chip shots at the front of the park as well as the back of the park, that's one thing. But if Sancho's it, and then it's like a lot of like small ball type of deal, sub 20 million, can we do a swap, Trippier, you know, 30, 31 year old, wherever he is as a backup. That's what I often expect from this Manchester United front office. You know, you get one deal to kind of like satiate the minions, and then they just do a lot of, you know, deals that aren't quite as exciting. I want Varane. I want a big name defender. I want the best defender on the market. He is the best defender on the market. And that's where we should be splashing. But I think they know that, you know, this is a good way to get the fans off their back for at least a minute because Sancho, he is an exciting player.
Yeah, and I think just as a Manchester United fan, you know, following this team for 15 years, seeing kind of the damage we would do in the transfer market, be like, our man, we get him. Like, reminds me of Berbatov. Like, no, we back in the day, we wouldn't sweat. We get him. RVP, get him. Tons of deals. Now it's like Kieran Trippier, Manchester United. Manchester United bid £8 million. It's rejected. They bid £9 million. It's rejected. It's like, go get him. If you want the player, sign the player. You want Varane from Real Madrid, give him a deal. They can't refuse. This is Manchester. Sorry, I would say it. Effing United. I can't. This early in the pod, you can't be dropping. You know,
early F-bomb. Why not? Set the tone. That's how we feel about it.
Early in the transfer. But like, I'm sick of how we're like, just the way we act in the transfer market. We used to have swagger. Now it's just so meek. 2 seasons to sign Harry. 2 seasons to sign Jadon Sancho. It should be. We should have got Jadon Sancho last year. We should be trying to get Haaland, Erling Haaland this year. We fumbled on him twice. He's worth probably $200 million. Unbelievable. We've dropped the ball so many times. And to think Jadon Sancho is our savior, our new number seven at Manchester United. Look, he might be a great player, but I don't think he's the solution to all of our problems that fans, maybe social media is just a bad representation, but everyone's salivating over this one signing that to me is like a piece of like 5 or 6 players that we need to be able to compete with shitty. I'm worried about trying to win the title. I need 21. I'm not worried about another second place, sir. And Jadon Sancho is a step in that direction. But I think the Glazers think it's the only step they need to make to get the fans all fired up.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Is it coming in bunches or is it just a one-off and then they're going to drag it out the rest of the summer? Part of me, you know, these part of it's like everyone knows Woodward's a chump. So they like to get the best of him. He likes to haggle. And I think part of it is he knows that dragging it out all summer buys him time because you don't have to do as many deals. Because if deals just take longer to get done, then there's less time to get deals done because that always seems to be the case for United, at least in the last 8 years.
Which hasn't worked.
No, it doesn't work.
That hasn't, like, that empirically, Flanny on the last day, Mata late, like, whiffing on like Fabregas and getting Mata in late, stuff like that with Eddie has just never worked out well, where we whiff on like number one, we get a mod. Now you have a mod, then you're going to sign Sancho. So like, which one is it at a certain point? Is a mod the guy in 2 years or is Sancho the guy for seven? You're going to give Sancho a 7 year deal. You know, has he faded at Dortmund a little bit? Does he get a lot of assists? Who's he assisting?
Erling Haaland. He's
exactly. So, you know, at certain things for me, it's like the Manchester United signing, and I don't rate him that much, but the classic, if you went vintage Manchester United, it is Harry Kane. Manchester United of old would get Harry Kane. A player like that is available. It's in the league, makes an opponent weaker, makes you stronger. He led the league in goals and assists. If you're paying 80 million pounds and you can do a 125 with Martial to get Kane, that is Manchester United classic. That's how he used to do business. Big business, earth-shattering business, title-moving business. Sancho is not that, in my opinion.
No, he's a great signing. He's a long-term signing. I do think he could fit on the right for the next 5-7 years. You have Greenwood go up front, Rashford on the left, Bruno in the hole. But are you going to make, say you have one signing to make in order to win the league next year? He's not enough to win the league.
No, I'm not a Kane guy. For the record, I'm not a big Harry Kane guy.
But like, he scores 30 goals in the Premier League, but 15 assists. It's like he's going to help you win the league.
Yeah, but United used to do that. They used to think of like the big goal scorers at smaller clubs, just gobble them up and boom, and number nines, sir.
We used to win titles, sir. We used to win titles. We used to win trebles, doubles.
Titles was easy, bringing in big name number nines, EPL proven, bring those goals to Manchester United. And Harry Kane might not be that player, but that would be a shot over the bow, right? Like if Chelsea can go wrestle Haaland from Dortmund, that's a big shot over the bow to City. If we could get Harry Kane from Tottenham, that's going to make them shake in their boots. Is Jadon Sancho making City shake in their boots?
They will if he comes in a bunch. So if you need to show ambition with just not just one signing, you go out and get Sancho and you get Varane and you get a CDM. That starts to make people shake in their boots because you don't just do, oh, I'm going to do a $70-80 million signing, biggest signing we've done since Pogba. Wow, whoop-de-doo. You need to go out there and show ambition, show the kind of ambition that, you know, some of these oil-rich city-state kind of football clubs have shown. We obviously saw it with Chelsea, sir, but hey, what are we talking about?
Sir, we're talking
bye, bye, bye.
We need to be bye, bye, bye all summer long. Edward Worth 350. Edward Ward, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Sir, quick PSA for the podcast. If you haven't heard, this is the Summer Transfer Muppetry Pod. The Muppetry is already hot early. We're talking Harry Kane. We're talking Jadon Sancho. We will get into the Fabrizio Romano actual news here in a second. But just as fans, how the summer goes is just so important in how you feel going into next season. And you're just craving that big signing. I think everyone thinks Sancho is that big signing, but I'm not quite sold, sir.
This guy's not convinced. Doesn't like the young English youngster.
I like him. I just don't know if he's going to have the impact that will make us win number 21.
And not him alone.
This year or next year following. Look, we have a big season-ending survey. Your feedback is very important at the American Red Devils. We are for fans by fans. And every year at the end of the season, we do end of the season survey. There's about 25 questions. It is pinned on our Twitter profile. Click the link. You're entered to win $100 in American Red Devils merch. We used to give away a jersey from Manchester United, but since hashtag Glazers out, we can't be buying things from the mega store. So we're going with the American Red Devils giveaway. We have already seen a dip in people filling it out because we're not giving away the Manchester United jersey. So we're going to send you a lot of swag. You'll get hooked up. It's totally worth doing. And if you listen to this podcast, we really care how you feel. Unlike the Glazers, you know, the Glazers aren't getting feedback from the fans. We want feedback because it's a long season, sir. We do the pod week in, week out. We try to do we actually do every match. And sometimes our heads are down and we're just focused on getting through the season. I mean, hell of a year this year and just trying to get everything in between. And this is a time where we pause, talk smack on transfers, and then get feedback from you guys to make this podcast better because that is what it is all about. Also, check out our Patreon page at www.patreon.com/AmericanRedDevils. We give you a more behind the scenes look on our Patreon page. We post an exclusive Patreon episode every month. You can sign up for anything from $1 a month to $20 a month. Please check it out. And big shout out to Sam Venus, a new Sir Alex Ferguson Stan supporter. That is the baller tier of our Patreon. So please check it out. Sign up if you really like the podcast. You get an extra pod every month, and you can ask us any questions you want. We will answer it. Also, check out our website, www.americanreddevils.com. We have some great merchandise. If you click on store, hashtag Laters Out, always on sale, sir. Tell them about iTunes reviews.
iTunes reviews are a great way to support the pod, and they cost absolutely no dollars. All you have to do is write a 5-star review on iTunes, send a screenshot to AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com with your mailing address, and we'll get you some free Stanley Chow design stickers straight to your door. It's a great way to support the pod. It's a great way for us to be found organically by top Manchester United fans like yourselves listening in week in, week out. Oof. Tell you what, it's been a hell of a season, sir. The season's over. Big summer for Manchester United.
Big, so you didn't say ASAP Rocky. You get them the stickers ASAP Rocky.
You know how quick we got it. Postal service, they'll get an ASAP Rock.
This guy's got a mailbox down the street. Alex is literally walking every order down the street to the mailbox. So please write a lot of reviews. This guy doesn't have a lot of work to do this summer, so he needs to be dropping those stickers in the mail. Let's jump into the Muppetry here, sir. United in the news. No match or season to break down, sir. Are you over the Villarreal loss?
No. I won't be over the Villarreal loss till we pick up more silverware. That's it. Simple as that. I'm going to have this chip on my shoulder. It's not going away. I love this team, and I love this squad, and I wanted this squad to win some silverware last year because they should have. It should have marked a season as successful. Without it, it's not. So I'm a little pissed off.
Keep going. I'm a little pissed off. Keep going. I'm over it. Europa League.
I'm not over it.
Europa League, bro.
Hans of Franz, bro. I never want to hear Hans of Franz ever again.
Is that the thing? You can't even say it. I can't even say it.
Don't make us go back.
Barely a competition, sir. Barely a competition. Let's get into the transfer news here at Fabrizio Romano. We're going to give you him first and then kind of go from there. The latest on Jadon Sancho tweeted 47 minutes ago. This is Sunday. Sir, was it June 13th for reference here? He says, quote, Manchester United have been in contact with Jadon Sancho's camp also during the weekend. Negotiations with Borussia Dortmund on the 95 million euro price, bonus details, and payment structure will continue in next hours/days. 70 million euros will not be enough to complete the deal. I mean, no shit, Sherlock, sir. Ed Woodward knows. Dortmund, I feel, were hard on, was it 150 million euros last season. Then Sancho kind of fell off a little bit. And then it's down to 95 million euros, probably 80 million pounds. I don't know the exact exchange rate in my head live here on the podcast or the euros pounds thing. It's like, it should all be pounds, in my opinion. Look, this one is just like, why are we playing small ball with them if they know the price? And I actually probably think we agree on the price. It's how the price is paid.
Yep.
The milestones up front, back end, et cetera. And we know Manchester United doesn't have a lot of cash on the balance sheet, about 80 million. They have a lot of payment obligations outstanding too. So there's not only a ton of debt, interest, dividends, and outstanding contractual obligations. They don't have a lot of money. So, you know, Dortmund is kind of robbing Manchester United blind. So then we're going to need to sell to finance other transfers. And that's when you talk about, hey, is a Sancho plus like a 20 million here, loan here, is that really exciting? And the answer is no to Manchester United. But we're seeing Manchester United run by the Glazers, and it's not that exciting.
You know, it depends. I tend to agree with you. If it's just Jadon Sancho and a couple like scrappy, good and cheap type of players that we talked about, Sancho is the type of deals that we should be doing. Exciting player, shore up your right wing. This is more like, have you learned nothing, Eddie? Like, have you learned nothing from last year? You can't just like hit underneath the price that they're asking for. They've been very clear about it from the beginning. They were last year at least, and it seems like they are this year. They've reduced it by around 25% in terms of what they're going for. Just meet the valuation, get it done. The other clubs we talk about that we hate, the cities of the world, the Chelskis of the world, even the Scouse bastards, they just get deals done. I mean, when they do, if they go after a player, they don't drag it out for the whole summer, embarrass themselves, fall on their face. And that's the problem with this Jadon Sancho deal. It should have been done last summer so we could focus on the defense this year or the midfield. And instead, it's like the same with Maguire, like you said, even the same with Bruno Fernandes. It's just deals should have been done the last period, but you know what? They're po. They've run this club dry, so we got no cash, and that's part of the deals. If you have a transfer negotiation drag all summer and you don't get it done, you're like, whoop. Well, I guess we'll have to wait till next summer.
No, totally. And when it comes down to this type of dealing, it hurts your team in the long run, right? Because when you need Harry and you didn't get Harry, then you get Harry. It's not great for Harry. It's not great for United. You'd rather get these players in and get it sorted. So then they're good to go. Sir, Sancho could have been out of the England squad because he's filming piano videos at Old Trafford. Who knows? I mean, transfer muppetry all time high. I've been following Manchester United transfers forever on Twitter, on the internet, everything. And I have never seen the amount of just nonsense on the internet. It's almost like people have figured out that if you tweet Sancho something, like everybody looks at it, so that like the social media algorithms are going nuts with this stuff, where I actually have been stopping looking at Twitter the last couple of days because all it is just Sancho nonsense. And it's like, look, he'll probably sign. I'm not saying we're not going to get him. It's probably going to take longer than we want. And like you said, that's just the trend under the Glazers. And how can you put together a football team when you're doing day late, dollar short? You're trying to haggle with Dortmund. It's like, you know, you should be getting this done, on to the next one. Get Varane done, on to the next one. You have a football team that's worth $3 billion. What's like an extra 20 to 40 million pounds when it comes to just doing efficient business? And time is money. And I think that's what you're seeing at Manchester United. Time is money, and us dragging these deals, it hurts the club. And yes, this deal has dragged. Not this window. It dragged from last window to this window. And that's like the issue with Manchester United right now.
Jadon Sancho, transfer part due, as they say. Part two, it really feels like that. It's like, remember last year? It just dragged all year, and it just restarted again. The price got a little bit lower. What we're hearing from camps, even Fabrizio, it sounds like they're a little bit closer. And I think what you hit is right. It's like, I think United is willing to pay the 95 million euros. It's just that how and when do they get paid, and what guarantees do they get paid around that 95? Right? I think it's going to happen. It's just, we're haggling, we're dragging deals out. But, you know, the
Sancho's
top clubs.
Sancho's personal terms are agreed.
That was the same thing that happened last
summer. But for everyone listening, you know, there's a lot of people that don't know the ins and outs the transfers. You can negotiate terms with the player once the club allows you, and then you got to agree with Dortmund. And clearly, we agree with Sancho last season. We agreed with Sancho this season. That's why there's so much heat in the press, because Sancho's camp's leaking it, United's leaking it, and then it's just up to Dortmund United to agree. But you look like a complete muppet when you can't agree with Dortmund, right? I think United play this PR spin zone game so hard on transfers. Like, I think that's part of it too. They've kind of just genned up social media in a way where they're leaking. They think it's going to put pressure on Dortmund, and it doesn't. And it's just this weird kind of tornado of just transfer bullshit. And that's why I only read Fabrizio Romano, and he's saying like, hey man, there's a deal to be done here. They probably get there. They're not there yet. That's what this tweet says. There's a deal to do, 20 million euros apart, 25 million euros apart. They'll figure it out. It's just going to take time. And, you know, United are probably going to be playing too much hardball. Just get it done.
No, time is the enemy, because we have a lot of business to take care of this summer, sir. What's going on with Paul Pogba's contract? What's happening with De Gea? There are a lot of players, you know, Jesse Lingard, stay or go. It's like there's so much business to be done. And United, we've seen it, especially recently, is like, we can only do one transfer at a time. And right now, they're focused on Jadon Sancho, but we have to sign a center back. We have to sign a CDM. Probably need a right back cover. And you burn time, sir. It's also the Euros, right? The players' camps are going to be occupied. And the players that you want that should be featuring in the Euros, they're going to be busy with representing their national side. So I hope it doesn't drag too long. So I'm hearing birdies say it might be early next week. But, you know, I have been fooled before.
Sir, nobody knows.
Nobody
knows. Nobody knows. Next tweet here, we're going to go take a right turn to Kieran Trippier, played for England today. Looked pretty decent. Obviously won the title of La Liga with Atletico Madrid and the greatest troll of all time, Suarez, who we can all agree there's been no more hateable footballer ever than Luis Suarez, biting people, Patrice Evra, etc. You know, he's unlikable. I just had to go on that rant as a side rant here. Atletico are asking, this is from Fabrizio Romano, June 11th, as part of this tweet, Atletico are asking 40 million euros for Kieran Trippier. Manchester United interested. Atleti want to keep him. I don't know what Kieran Trippier's contract says. It sounds like what we're hearing is a lot of leaks from Trippier's camp. He wants to come back to England. United are interested. Wages probably are good there. That's not an issue with the player personally. It's not like you're trying to get Dybala to join United, who doesn't want to come to Manchester. Trippier probably wants the move. Atleti went at 40 million. I think they paid 22 million to get him from Tottenham. They want like double that just because it's United and Edward Ed is bad at negotiating. We offered like 10 or something offensively low.
I heard it was less. I heard we offered 8.
Whatever it is. When you're haggling over Kieran Trippier with Atletico Madrid, you know how far we've come as a club. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, it's going to be a rough summer, is what you're saying.
When Chelsea just pay whatever Leicester won for Chilwell and they just get Chilwell,
I know,
and he looks great, like that's what United used to do. Like, used to like go out and just get Chilwell for 45 million and just be like, 45 million, yep, we need a right back. And if Kieran Trippier's, if right back's a priority, then is Trippier really the guy? He's like kind of the discount guy. I don't want to like come up with analogy, sir, but you know, it's not even like, I wouldn't even say he's like a Whopper, you know?
We're buying an extra.
It's like a Whataburger signing, you know? It's like, I don't want to insult Whataburger. People, I mean, like that or
it's
something.
It's the dollar menu, I think. You know, it's like, we're buying another backup because he's not taking AWB spot.
We're haggling over Trippier.
You know, that's like, what United does.
It's just a waste of time. It's just like, if you need to cover, get cover. Just do it. Just stop this nonsense where you're doing like 10 million for this guy. It's like, why do we even want Kieran Trippier?
We need a backup, but I don't want to be talking about Kieran Trippier. We want to talk about big name players that are going to have an impact, because we need three first team starters to go on and win the title this year. I don't expect it to happen. We're going to talk about a player that would slot right in with this United side and be an absolute stud. Someone who's a United fan wanted to come, and I think Zinedine Zidane had something to say about it many years ago, even under Fergie. But Trippier is just a sign that just get done. It's like 10 million, 15 million, whatever it is. We need another right back to kind of put pressure on AWB. He can also play the left. I don't know. Think we need another left back. He played left back today for England. But it's not one of those signings that you want kind of dragging. Because it's like, I want to be talking about the next guy. That's a signing that I'm willing to drag, because if you get it done, that is a statement of intent. And I'm worried, because another team that we hate talking about, Chelsea scum, they're going for him. And I think they'll get him.
No, yeah. Before we get into that, sir, Kieran Trippier, I don't hate him. I like him at United right now. I think he'd be good cover. But again, this isn't the type of deal that you should be like haggling for, like really working hard. It should be like, all right, yep, £30 million. Here you go. We'll get him in next season. Like, don't worry about it. But United is just they're wasting time in the market. And hopefully this comes through. It's kind of gone dead, sir. I don't know what you think about Kieran Trippier. I like the attacking threat. He's good on free kicks. I like him at United. £30 million sounds about right in this crazy market, so why not pay it?
I mean, he's 30, almost 31, so he's on the wrong side of the number. He looks like he's got some years left in him for sure. He looks like he takes decent care of himself. He put in some good balls today over the top with Sterling on the left, so you definitely see like where he would offer some intent for United that maybe AWB isn't quite so good at. But it's not something you want to spend big money on. He's like on the other, he's on the wrong side of 30.
£30 million.
I was talking about £20 million for this club. Broke as a joke. United, yes. Okay. Unfortunately, shouldn't be. Okay. But at this moment, like you're not paying £30 million for a backup.
Next bit of news here, we're talking about Varane. This was June 11th from Foot Mercado. PSG have entered talks with Varane. Real Madrid are still keen for the defender to stay, but would sell him for €60 million. Manchester United and Chelsea scum interested. Heard a lot of smoke about Varane. Looks like he doesn't want to sign with Madrid. He's a player. You know, I watch some La Liga. I watch El Clasico. He's in it. He looks good. I think it's exactly what we need at United. If I was worried about any signing right now, it would be Varane. For me, Varane is what should be getting the attention that Sancho's getting. This is the player that United need, because Lindelof is not the guy at the back, and we need two guys at the back, and I can't think of one that's available, sir, other than him.
I can't think of anyone that's available.
Torres is a
power better
Pau
than him.
Torres
could be another Lindelof. You know, it's like he's very much a hit or miss. This is a guaranteed entity. This is like there's a no doubt, as long as he doesn't get injured. He is a world-class defender. He has won the World Cup. He has won three Champions League plus. I think he's won more than that with Real Madrid. He's a star, and him and Harry would be a perfect complement, sir. Thunder and lightning. Like, they would be such a good team together, because Harry's got that massive head, is great in the air. He's got good recovery speed in Varane. I want him to be the player that like is a priority.
Exactly.
Because you know what, Sancho, we got Ahmad, we got Alanga, we got a lot of good talent at the United side. I know we have goals in us. It's like we leak goals. And if we can shore up the defense, we can win a title.
No, that's the perfect point in what you say earlier. And this is just to give you the mindset of the hashtag Ed Woodward special we talk about all the time. Is you don't sign Sancho last window, so you signed Ahmad, right? And then
and Facundo. And Facundo.
And you already signed James the year before. And then now you're putting Greenwood for all the reps on the right wing. And this is where the director of football comes into play. So you're like, okay, Greenwood started looking good on the right. Seems like it took him like a season to really get going out there. Now he's playing well. Now you're going to sign Sancho. You're going to throw Greenwood centrally, which I don't think is an issue. But then why have him play on the right for a whole season? You know, there's going to be some sort of like he's got to get back into it. He did play number nine during the year, but most of his reps were on the right. But then you got James, Ahmad, Facundo, and then you're adding Sancho. So then backseat Ahmad. And then it's a nightmare from a footballing director's perspective where how can you expect Dan James to succeed? How can you expect Ahmad to grow? How can you expect these players to develop in the right way they're supposed to if you're just have this nonsensical transfer business driven from the board who doesn't understand any of what we're talking here on the American Red Devils? Not, I mean, we're not experts. We could do a lot better than what they're doing right now.
So the reason that Mason Greenwood started the season on the right wing is because we didn't sign Jadon Sancho. The player that we were going after all year that kind of just like dragged and dragged until it went to nothing. But you're absolutely right. We have deals that need to be getting done. And I think the priority is the wrong place. They're just kind of like, oh, well, that was the transfer target for last year. Let's get Ole his man. But that was Ole his man last year. And right now it's like, if you watch this season for Manchester United, you need a leader at the back, something that could back up Harry, because besides, you know, when Harry's not in that 11, especially in the back four, it's just like it's a different side. So getting to Ron makes the most sense at the moment. But that's why I think we'll get Sancho. I think we'll get Sancho in spite of Ron, because like we'll take our eyes off the prize. Chelsea,
exactly.
That's going to be their priority. They're going to try and get Haaland, but Haaland probably won't move this year, especially if Sancho does. And they can get multiple deals done at the same time. Look how many deals they did for Fat Frank last year. This is the deal we need to prioritize. Last year in his contract, he's a boyhood United fan, wanted to join Manchester United before Zidane swooped in.
Tell him.
Sorry, he's like the perfect, he's exact, he's like 27, he's won the World Cup, he's a great player. You could even maybe keep Pogba around. What's not to like?
No, and this is kind of where the Sancho stuff's kind of getting me, like, you talk to every United fan, Sancho, 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 and that's kind of where I'm like, it kind of makes me upset a little bit because, like, hey, we're taking our eye off the ball. Like, Sancho's kind of this nice, shiny toy that Rashford likes to hang out with or whatever. They tweet a lot, but it's like, hey, man, the reason why we lost the league was defense, and we need a defender, and we probably need to spend $80 million on, like, a serious defender because Harry needs it. Harry would get better if he had someone like Varane. And so, totally. And it's almost like it's terrible as United fans because it's almost either or. Like, you just said it. Like, we'll probably sign Sancho, and then who knows if we're going to go out. And how much money do we have left at that point? With this like motley crew running the show. And that's where, as a fan, you have to criticize the moves and the way we're doing it. We're going through the motions. Because if you listen to the board, if you listen to the quarterly earnings call, where Ed Woodward, and I forget the CFO's name. I think you might know his
name. Arnold? Mike?
No, it's not. The CFO and all these guys, how they talk about Manchester United to investors who are in, because it's all about the money, all about the Benjamins for the Glazers. They talk about social media impressions, followers, crazy, clout on social media, right? And so it's almost like Sancho will generate the most clout on social media, and that's how they measure these metrics for investors, and that might be leading our transfer strategy because it is working. You look at it, and it's like you can't go on social media without seeing Sancho absolutely everywhere, the club. And if that's how you're kind of running things, and those are the metrics you peg, that is how you might do business. Whereas like you do Varane, like nobody, it's not going to be that exciting other than from like the United universe.
No, but he's a big time player. He's a big name in the game as well. But I just think it's something about how long United have been attached to Sancho, the deal. And it's the whole England connect, of course, right? The Rashford playing with Sancho. Obviously they're all playing at the Euros now. Sorry, it's about number of tweets. If it's about number of tweets instead of how many points you finish the season with, then we are screwed.
They do not talk about winning games on those calls.
Or earning. How about money?
they talk about money, and social media impressions are huge for them as they relate to marking the success of United's business. Speaking of crazy transfer deals, Martial has been offered to Real Madrid on a season-long loan with a fee and option to buy. Martial's agent is trying to find him a new club this summer. This is at Duncan Castles. He's not necessarily the best, but I have heard Martial's name floated as a swap for Kane. We've kind of heard him on the docket a little bit here. Martial maybe being floated, or maybe this could come from his camp where he's not content. He wants to go. Maybe he's just not happy at United. Hard to say. It was a tough season. He had a great season before. This season, it didn't really go for him. And I could see Martial wanting a new challenge. He's been at United a while. He's getting older. And, you know, it might be the right time. But to get rid of him, sir, what do you need to do?
You have to replace him. You have to replace him, man. I don't see us replacing him because, you know what? He's a number nine. He could also play on the left. Sancho is
You'd
not really
be
a replacement.
Insane. You're crazy. You would
sir.
Be That's, insane.
We're going to loan him. We're going to loan him with an option to buy
you
to
would
Real
be
Madrid.
Insane.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Sir, LVG, bro. Oh, sorry. I hit the soundboard.
Can you believe it?
I cannot.
I would not believe it's a preposterous thing. That's why I have to imagine this is leaked by the agent, probably trying to make, you know, some movement happen. Maybe like, you know, Martial needs a little bit more attention. But he started off the season well, had a little bit of a different form as kind of Cavani took over that number nine spot. I still think he has a role to play. We need a lot of attackers to kind of challenge throughout the season, challenge across multiple cup competitions like we need to be doing. The only way it makes sense is if you're bartering, if you're chipping up in a massive way. It's like, I would be willing to lose a Martial given all of the teams, the players that we have at our disposal at the moment. And if you bring in a Sancho, if you were to get a Varane or a Kane, but it's like, what, you're going to give him an option alone, like the Pereira special. Like, that makes no sense to me at all.
Sir, Martial, we'll keep you posted here with the American Red Devils. Sir, the one thing on my mind that I'm concerned about is Chelsea scum going for Haaland, Shitty going for Haaland. Haaland will end up in the EPL, and he's not going to be wearing red, unfortunately. You know, the Manchester United red.
It's going to be blue.
You know, and the fact that we fumbled on him twice, and if he is just going to be unstoppable. If you watch him, and that's because I was watching the Sancho highlights coming in, where like his expected assists are double. Or no, his actual assists are double what his expected assists are because Haaland's such a lethal finisher. So when you look at the Sancho stats, you should watch some of the highlights to kind of see, like, actually a lot of that was Haaland being so lethal in front of net, kind of padding Sancho's stats. So when he comes to United, don't expect him to be like lights out, because when you're whipping into Haaland and he's like side volley one time top corner, I mean, Cavani could do that, but you know, it's not like a normal, like his, not this 20 was it 1920 was lights out Sancho, like one of the best players in the world. 2021, it was kind of a B. It was like a solid B from him.
Yeah, he's not even the best player in his league. You know, he's not even the best player in his team, right? He's getting outshined every day by Haaland.
But missing on Haaland is my point.
Twice, dude.
Twice.
We couldn't get him for £3 million.
Murtaugh whiffed, and then we whiffed because we wouldn't pay the fees or whatever. But we would have made $100 million. You understand, like the amount, like United could have, if we had Haaland for two seasons, we would have made $100 million.
And he would stay because he'd want to play for United. He'd be winning shit. Think about all the scouts at United seem to know what they're doing. Think about some of the players that we've been attached to that actually, you know, we were attached to. Jude Bellingham made his debut for England today. He's a player. Same with Sancho. Not Sancho. Same with Haaland. These are players that we should have been making moves for. Front office dragging their feet, sir.
No, the moves Glazers. For when they were cheap. Moves yes, for them exactly. When they were cheap.
Instead of paying $100 million.
They were young, Dortmund. Good, and cheap. And so I think you need the young, good, and cheap, sir.
That's what I want.
All right, Alex, we have a Discord insider. If you don't know about the American Red Devils Discord, we have a great Discord channel. We talk. We have sort of match day conversations, transfer conversations, sir. If you want to be in dialogue, we have great fans on the Discord. You should check it out. We are going to tweet another link today so you can join our Discord. Just click on that link and you're invited to the channel. But in the transfer news section, sir, it's kind of a trend. We have an insider. We're not going to say his name, but he's saying a lot of things, making a lot of predictions, like he has some inside information. What do you make of our inside source? You're going to give us the report, the American Red Devils Discord insider.
You know what? As American Red Devils' number one Muppet, someone that, you know, would oftentimes kind of get pulled into the ITK, the in-the-know accounts, having it in the Discord is even more exciting because we're about to find out this guy
but
is
you
worth,
fall for the in-the-know accounts that aren't
time,
in the... Like,
all the time. No, so Alex also fell like, for this one. I also fell for this no, one.
Alex is like... On Twitter every year, he's like, I got a guy. I found an account who like he actually has inside info and like it never
bogus.
Fans out.
So they always burn me.
So the inside joke is Alex is always looking for these in the know accounts that end up just being like fans trolling other fans. So,
but he's a fan of the pod. Yeah. So that's like a hurdle that, you know, doesn't exist for everybody.
First of all, respect to sharing the info on the Discord. I love all the banter on there. It's absolutely amazing. Great. Alex, you were reading it while you were on vacation in the Jersey Shore. So yeah, no, keep it up. I'm one of those guys who's like, What? Prove it.
Yeah.
You need a track record. And that I so like, I'm maybe more skeptical hippo than you are. You're always like optimistic. Like, let's go.
Show me the Chevy. This guy says, show me the Chevy. This is what the in the know seems to think. Sancho, done deal. It's just like, it's going to be announced in the coming days. We will see. But he is saying this deal is done. It's been done for a while. And it's going to be announced early next week. Following priorities.
Your confidence interval on that. So out of 100%.
I do think Sancho's going to be done. I'm not sure it's going to be announced tomorrow. I mean, I think there was like one claim on the Discord that it might be announced today or tomorrow. Maybe, you know, but I think it's very likely we're going to get Sancho done. I think over 90% chance because, dude, Super League, United has to do a deal. I think Dortmund wants to do a deal because he's not the asset he used to be, and they have other assets that are arguably more valuable at this point, even beyond Haaland. Bellingham is like, holy shit, that guy looks like a player. And then following Trippier, apparently Trippier is like going to be much cheaper than the £40 million listed. He already has a house spotted out in Manchester, wants to come back to England, is excited about joining United. Then this does feel like an in the know. It's like, then we'll kind of figure it out from there. It's like, then the priority is like basically center back will be next. United want to go for Varane or Pau Torres. Varane's going to be hard because we're spending a lot of time on Sancho. And like Chelsea and PSG are hot on Varane. So that's all he kind of is alluding to is like definite Sancho. Trippier is very likely. And then we're going to go hard for center back. But I think we're losing time right now by not, dude, I want Varane, bro. And I know I sound like a teenage girl talking about their like, you know, boy band crush, but he would make a difference tomorrow in this side. Sancho would be a difference maker, but like, he's not going to win in the league. I think Varane wins the leagues. So anyway, the In The Know Discord is worth joining. Do our seasons, end of season survey, but join Discord as well. It's good for a laugh as well.
Alex has bought the In The Know Discorder hook, line, sinker, reel him in. As far as me, why our Discord? That's my question. So we shall see. Look, I think Sancho, all those claims sound right to me. They sound reasonable, then they sound right. They sound like we're busy and we're just all playing scrambled eggs and we're probably going to miss out on Varane. And if we were on Varane early, that does, it seems so like us. Right. Like, and I've read some of the In The Know and it's like the language and how it's written is like very, it's very convincing, sir. It's very convincing, but I've just been burned so many times that I'm just skeptical.
What bought me is that like they there's an error of like, we're doing it one at a time. And that's exactly how United has done business for the last 8 years plus is like we get one done and then we focus on the next one. And it's like, well, we're going to take care of Sancho and then we'll lock up our right back, backup, and then deal with like the best center back that's trading on the market, which seems about right given Woodward, Murtaugh, track record.
There absolutely you go. Love rant. It. We tweeted out, let's jump into fan questions here. We tweeted out, sum up Manchester United's transfer negotiation strategy in 5 words. I said daily dollar short. I know that's 4 words, but I thought I would give people 5 words. Sir, people reminded me that was 4 words. At Trabul J, quote, him, maybe, but who's cheaper? Question mark. I thought that was good 5 words. That was that. That's very clever. At CJ Saz, just buy him next window. Eddie, I like that one. Quote, stop lowballing everyone. We got you Fellaini instead. That is savage. At Watts ND, great one. At Mike United Mets, quote, and a bag of chips. At John underscore Duke 73, quote, we have a transfer strategy, question mark. Someone reminded me that I only did 4 letters. And then at Charlie underscore Ferris, he said, I need about 350.
You and me both. I've been waiting for that 350. I could have used 200.
Absolutely a riot. Thank you for all the banter there. I'll keep it up throughout the transfer window. And let's hope we're celebrating some great signings soon. Fan questions proper at Dave Paws, quote, I would sell Pogba now. There is no doubting his skill, but there's a lot to be said about his consistency and is not worth £400,000 a week. He wants and will walk away for free next year. So cash in on him now and go for Grealish. Sir, Grealish, I rate Grealish, but you know, unfortunately United doesn't do the business. Like United Classic, Grealish was done last summer. United Classic. Greenwood, Grealish is part of United for sure.
I mean, he's a more exciting player than Sancho. He is like world class. Like, I mean, I can't believe he can't fit into the England squad. But what do I know? But he is such a player. He's a United player.
He's a savage he off David, the
David
pitch.
David Beckham. Well, you know what's wrong with that?
Savage.
So was Wayne Rooney. Sir, so you know what?
I know about it. But like, have you seen Gareth Southgate? He doesn't get along with Grealish. You know, Grealish is a baller. Like Grealish has got something about him that
swag.
You know, he's like Southgate wants that like plain Jane, like work really hard, you know, straight arrow.
Like Jordan
Grealish
Henderson.
Is kind of like
wild card.
Yeah, that's like with Greenwood. He's got like the chicks coming to his room in Iceland. You know, Grealish just got a little bit of that, and hey, they score goals, so that's kind of a thing. As far as Pogba goes, I just don't think what do we want like 100 million euros or something. I just think the problem with Pogba is like United is going to posture so hard on such a high fee that's stupid that we won't be able to sell him. I totally agree. 40 million pounds, he's gone. I would get the 40 million if I was the Glazers, but they don't know what they're doing. And I'm a fan, so I actually think what Pogba will do is in his best interest. And because Edward would put such a high price tag on him, he'll play another year United and walk away for free. And he'll get paid mega money when he leaves, which is what Raiola wants. It's what Pogba wants. And that is clearly the move. So the stars have already aligned, and I'm kind of going with the, hey, we got him one more year. I don't care if we don't make any money off of him because I don't take dividends out of Manchester United. So that's where I stand.
No, I tend to agree because if it was a competent club, you'd be like, oh, well, they're going to use this money and, you know, re-spend it elsewhere. No, they're not. They're going to just like put it back in the pocketbook. Let's just get him for another year. He's definitely leaving on a free. He's going to be laughing all the way out. It'd be like one of the most infamous in a bad way transfers ever done at this club. But hey, he gives us a better chance to win the league next year or win something next year.
Totally. Absolutely. And so I'm glad that he's going to stick around another year. And then it gives the morons another year to figure out how to sign a central midfielder, which we're going to need given their track record. At United, Dondo, quote, is it all possible to afford some of these transfers we are rumored for? Can we actually land 3 to 4 targets? Who are your favorites for the Euros? So we have 80 million in cash on the balance sheet. I think Manchester United probably stacked another like 40 or 50 million towards the end of the season. They have a lot of debt. They're kind of tight, but they can sell Jesse for like 40. They can swap Martial. They can do some deals. So there probably is like 100 and something net that if they play it right, that they could work with. And yeah, so I think fans are going to be a little disappointed. We're not going to get like the Varane Sancho. I'd be surprised with that many people in for Varane to be able to outbid Chelsea to get him, stuff like that. So I think it depends how the market kind of lands and what's really available, but I wouldn't be surprised to seeing like Sancho, Trippier, and like a center back you never heard of or something like that.
Yeah, I would agree. I think we'll get a big name, a backup, and some scraps, some good and cheap.
Which is right. If you look at the last couple of windows, that's kind of how it's gone for United. I mean, the last window where we're like, we're back, baby, was LVG. And sir, I mean, how long ago was that? I remember where you were living. You were living in an apartment. you're living in like two different places ago when that happened.
I don't remember that, but I'll tell you what, we spent a lot of money. We spent a lot of
You know, like, a that's a long players. Time ago to like when you were telling me Memphis Depay was going to score 20 goals, and I took that bet and won. That was great.
There you go. Good, easy money.
Who are your favorites for the Euro, sir?
You know, I'm rooting for England just because there's a lot of United players on the squad. Go England.
So are they going to win it? He's asked for the favorites for the Euros.
Probably the French side, right? You to know, defending, I think they won the World Cup most recently. So I'm going to say France, probably my favorite. Who you got?
I think Belgium's due. Belgium's due to win a tournament. It seems like the Euros would be the one that they do it. You know, you got Lukaku's playing lights out. Again, we sold him for a loss. Think of that. You want to talk about business in this game. Lukaku is one of the top scorers. Like his stats are insane. You watch it. It could be hard to watch as a United fan, but imagine selling him for a loss and then not getting paid for it.
It's obscene.
We sold him for like 25 million. Just remember that. Like 25 million up front, and we haven't been paid the extra 45. And oh, by the way, we paid more for him than we sold him for. That is how bad Ed Woodward is at his job. At CJ says, how many and which signings will be needed to call this window successful, sir?
I mean, I think 3 starters is the mark. 2, like if you got Varane and Sancho done, plus maybe a CDM project, or maybe you shelve CDM for a year, that would be good. I'd be happy with that. But it's like if you get like Sancho, Trippier, and Pau Torres, it's like that's not a successful window. Considering how far ahead some of the teams are and how much money that Chelsea and City are going to continue to spend, we're going to be in a tough spot if that's the deal. And I think that will be the deal.
Well, I think what it comes down to is in my experience in the transfer window, when you sign a player like Pau Torres, you could might as well flip a coin. Everyone involved, like from a different league, right, comes in the Premier League. I think you have to give them a year and then you flip a coin. That is the type of gap there is between England and everybody else. Now, when you buy EPL, you know, the United jersey weighs heavy for sure. Like look at Harry Maguire. He looked a lot better on Leicester and England really than he's played for United. He hasn't been bad at United, but he's played way better in spells before he came to United. So I think there's a little bit of that heavy weighs the jersey a little bit. But it's really a coin flip with someone like a Pau Torres. Varane, it's probably 80%. And I think Manchester United need to be paying the premium for the 80%. Like, we can't afford to be flipping coin. Like, Lindelof was a coin flip.
Yep.
100%. Bailly is a coin flip. Yep. Maguire is that 80% caliber. And like you said, we need two 80% caliber, which is like Varane starts, Sancho starts. Those are, you can bank on those two coming good. And then you could fill it in with like a Trippier and something else. That to me is a successful window. Once you start getting into the coin flip center backs, when we're dying for a center back, that just shows you we don't have the cash. We don't have the resources, because we read the stats on the season recap. The alarm bells are ringing on the center back and the defense, and that's got to be that ship has to be shored up.
We said it a year ago.
Of course,
we know what the hell. We say a lot of stuff, but either way,
no, we beat center back to death last window,
and we should do it again. We should be signing a center back right now, and he's the best center back around. So we got
to
get him.
It's not exciting to, talk about signing center backs, though. I do agree with that. But when you look at this team, like, keeping Pogba is a win, first of all. Like, even if it's just one more year, keeping him, I view as a win. Because if you deal him, then who's the replacement? I think that you're right. It gives us a year. At M. Hersey 5, if West Ham give a reasonable offer for Lingard, do we sell or keep and try to make him work at United? To me, it almost seems as though he became lost at Manchester United. Additionally, he's 28, so he isn't a young player anymore. Sir Jesse Lingard didn't make it in England. What do you make of Jesse, and should we be selling him?
No, I think we should. You know, I think he's had a bit of a resurgence at West Ham under Moisey, which is good to see. If they want to actually give us a decent price, and Woodward can, like, you know, be reasonable about what he's going to get from them, maybe you can do a deal. We know we definitely need a CDM. Declan Rice is someone that people talk a lot about. I'm not super convinced that he's worth like huge amounts of cash, but if you can do a deal with Jesse involved, I think that's the best for everybody, because I don't think there's a situation where Jesse comes back and he's a player for Manchester United that's going to like contribute in a meaningful way. So let him go on to a little bit of a smaller club. Like you said, heavy wears the crown, West Ham and Manchester United. They both have United at the end of it, but one is the United. So I think it'd be better if he just leaves and maybe we get a decent deal out of it. But you know what? I'm expecting him to just show up for summer training camp and be like, hey, Ole, how we doing? How we doing?
Yeah, and that's one of those where I think the coin flip analogy for me and players is huge, because we should be selling him. And if we can't move Jesse Lingard for a decent price, like, that is really poor from Manchester United. Like, Ed Woodward has it all. It's like he went on loan, played lights out in England. He plays for England, not in this tournament, but he's like close to the cut. Like, he's got the value. If you can't get 35, 40 million for Jesse Lingard's signature right now, like, you should just go home, because like that is look at how he played for West Ham. He's worth that money, like easily worth that money. And this is like, not only do you have to buy, you got to sell. So great tweet here, and look for United and how that deal goes down. But there is a chance he could come back and flip the coin. He could come back, play lights out, could come back and be totally lost. I don't know if there's an Ole thing there with him. It doesn't seem like they have really got along. I think there's a lot of COVID stuff, and Jesse went through some personal things, so I don't think he's maybe been 100% at United. So I think it's best he leave. Next tweet, at Malgar Heath, quick one, quote, Sancho will not get done. I'm calling it.
I love it.
I like that. Another in the know. at STRSCRM02, quote, do you think we will get a real CDM? I haven't seen any reliable rumors, and I can't take another season of McFred. CDM, sir. Matic is getting old. He bailed us out a lot this season. McFred's getting old. Playing two, you know, defensively minded midfielders is getting old at Manchester United. And wouldn't it be nice just to have a boss back there, so then you can play a Pogba, Donny in front? I'm just trying to think of what would be better for United, but the two in front of the four, it was just abysmal to watch, and it didn't really work well for United. So I have to think more of a front foot mindset would be had by having a really solid, like, Conte won Chelsea the Champions League. You watch that back. He won them the Champions League. I'm not saying there's a lot of Contes out there, but that position, if played right, can make the difference in something like Champions League final, which would be nice to get to. nice to have one of those.
Nice to have one of the trophies either as well. You could say, like, I hate the scum. Chelsea scum, worst owner, worst fans, but they get business done and they do good deals. And that was a great deal. Buying Conte from Leicester was like the deals that we should have been doing, because you could argue he's one of the best signings made in the last 5-10 years. Like, if you look at what he did at Leicester, what he did at Chelsea, he's like been a huge player. So if I was prioritizing, I would sign the best center back and the best CDM we can get and worry about attack later, because we have enough attack. We need like defense, CDM. Fred is never going to be good enough to win you anything at Manchester United. I'm sorry, but I have a feeling that they don't want to give up on Fred yet. So I don't think we're signing any serious CDM. Prior is going to be Sancho and likely a center back.
Sir, you're spitting pretty hot fire here on the podcast. It's just one of those where the sexy signings, who would have thought it'd be CDM, center back for the American Red Devils? Tweet us. Let us know what you're all about. You hate my Sancho take. You don't like Harry Kane. It's going to be a crazy summer. We're going to be here the entire time breaking it down. We're going to be doing once a week, releasing on the weekends, giving you guys that cadence, and we'll be breaking down the in-the-know sources, Fabrizio Romano, the Muppetry, and everything in between. I'm sure someone's going to go to Greece and have a little too much fun. We'll talk about that on the podcast as well. We are the American Devils. We are for fans, by fans. Support the podcast. Do the season-ending review. That helps us. It goes a long way. It's pinned to our Twitter profile, and you can win $100 of American Red Devils swag. Check out our website, www.americandevils.com. Patreon. We really appreciate the Patreon support. We're a small-time operation. Me and Alex, you know, we got jobs, we got everything else going on, but we love this team. We love this pod. You guys are the best. Thank you for listening and supporting us. And drop a review on iTunes, sir. It's very easy. Give them the top 10 cities last 7 days.
Number one, how you doing? How you doing? Dublin, Ireland. Appreciate you. Fargo, North Dakota.
Double, how you doing?
Double, how you doing? Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Charlotte, North Carolina. Rouse's Point, New York. Having too much fun in this hot pot room.
Why don't they get how you
UK,
doing?
Tallahassee, Florida. Philadelphia, PA. Can't get it to go down. Coraline, UK. And last but not least, Oslo,
how
Norway.
How you doing, Norway?
How you doing? How you doing, Norway? Appreciate all the downloads. Appreciate all American Devils listening week in, week out. So we'll be with you all summer. It's going to be a long summer of Eddie Woodward dragging his feet. John Murtaugh, who are you? Whew, I got a big job. I don't envy you.
No, absolutely, sir. And I'll tell you what, it's starting to get hot in the podcast bunker. What's crazy about this, it's just like an adjacent square room next to your garage. There's no heat, no cooling. Cold in the winter, starting to get hot in the summer. So we're sweating in the bunker, breaking down the hot transfer news for Manchester United. Enjoy the Euros. United States Gold Cup coming. We'll be doing some U.S. Men's National Team takeover pods as well. And always, sir,
kicking a blue. Thank you.